Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. We're beginning the year with Jane Jansen. She's a naturopathic practitioner at the Tree of Life Wellness Center in Rhode Island. Is it in Rhode Island?
Yes.
Okay. And she is also the host of her own very popular radio talk show, Holistic Healthline, and an expert on cardiovascular prevention. She's been on both sides of the fence because she had the prestigious position of being chief of the non-invasive cardiology lab. That's in the belly of the beast, high-tech medicine at Miriam Hospital in Providence, Rhode Island. She was doing testing and research, and now she's turning her attention to prevention and natural intervention against cardiovascular disease. And we talked a little bit about some of the factors that lead to cardiovascular disease, what some of the preventive strategies are. Now we're focusing on nutrients. And I want to continue on the subject of aged garlic extract because this is something special. Because, Jane, as you know, you're familiar with this field, and there are many supplements that we use that, they have some substantiation. Sometimes they've been used traditionally, like hawthorn in traditional medicine, natural medicine. But there are very few products that have been so thoroughly tested and evaluated as aged garlic extract for a variety of conditions. But specifically, can you share with us some of the research that suggests that it may play a role in prevention for heart patients?
Oh, sure. There are actually over 700 peer-reviewed articles and peer-reviewed journals showing the many benefits of aged garlic extract. In fact, a lot of the several university projects research look into it. Some of the studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, homocysteine, immune stimulation, cognitive effects, liver function, and some of the institutions have been Loma Linda University, Brown University, Penn State University, Rutgers, Cornell, the National Institutes of Health have also been, and the National Cancer Institute have also been part of many of the studies that have been done with the aged garlic extract. There was a specific study that was done in 2011 at the American College of Cardiology. It was presented at their 60th annual scientific session. And they showed that Los Angeles County firefighters with a moderate risk for plaque buildup who were already taking a statin drug reduced their risk significantly after taking the chiolic aged garlic extract of plaque buildup. It was pretty phenomenal. After 1 year, testing showed that they decreased the arterial calcification by 5.6% in the aged garlic extract with coenzyme Q10 added to it. And those in the placebo group actually increased the percentage of plaque buildup by 9.1% after 1 year.
That is really exciting because, one of the problems with doing this kind of research is that sometimes they'll say, okay, you can use this vitamin or you can use this supplement, but no, it would be unethical to stop cardiovascular drugs in patients. So you rarely have a test audience where you're pitting, say, statins versus aged garlic extract. You have to have them on statins. And what happens then is you do get some protective effect from the statins, there's no question. So sometimes that gets lost, and you test, some nutrients. And I think this may have happened in a study recently on B vitamins versus cardiovascular disease. The B vitamins weren't that impressive when added to statins, but a critique of the study might be, well, why don't you just use the B vitamins and see if they work nearly as well as the statins? But here you had everybody was on statins, and you added the aged garlic extract with phenomenal results. That's exciting.
The interesting thing is there are also studies showing that statins can potentially actually increase the inflammatory response of the arteries. It'll lower the cholesterol, but it'll increase the inflammatory process, which potentially increases that calcification.
Mm-hmm.
So whether somebody is taking a statin or not, we suggest to our patients that they should be taking the aged garlic extract by Kyolic to help prevent that from occurring. And again, their results are pretty phenomenal, and the doctors are always impressed. So it always makes us look good.
And again, you know, we're working on various fronts against cardiovascular disease. We have to look at multiple risk factors. And you could say, okay, cholesterol is a risk factor. We'll use a statin to lower it. Fine. Okay. But then there's inflammation, there's overweight, there's insulin resistance, there's free radicals that may damage the arterial wall. So I guess there's some justification for believing that aged garlic extract has certain properties beyond cholesterol lowering. Is there any evidence that it lowers cholesterol, or is that not how it works?
Yeah, actually, there is evidence that it does help lower the cholesterol. And, you know, the nice thing about the Kyolic formulas is that there's more than one kind. They have different ones for different purposes. They all contain the aged garlic extract, but then they'll often add in other ingredients that can be beneficial. For instance, they do have a formula called Kyolic 104 formula, which has also lecithin added. And lecithin is a nutrient that helps to emulsify fat. So, again, it's something that could be utilized in addition to somebody who's on a statin, or for people who, you know, their cholesterol is up a little bit, but just not, you know, not much. Often taking the aged garlic extract, the Kyolic 104 formula, along with, you know, a good fish oil or something like that, brought their cholesterol levels down dramatically.
And there's even one that has some red yeast rice in it, along with CoQ10, which sounds like a great combo for people perhaps who are reluctant to take statins, or they don't quite need statins yet. The red yeast rice has a statin-like effect.
Yes, it does. The nice thing is, though, without the negative effect of having the muscle pain that the regular statins do. And it's so simple. You just take a capsule three times a day, and it also has the coenzyme Q10 added to it, and it's a great product. It works consistently well for our patients.
There's also a Kyolic formula with curcumin, which is one of my favorites, because curcumin has really been shown to be very beneficial. I recently posted an article on Facebook about 10 specific benefits of curcumin. Against inflammation, obviously, it's a cancer preventive effect, certainly cardiovascular prevention at the arterial level, brain protection against Alzheimer's. That's a pretty good 1-2 punch right there.
Yeah, I love that formula. I personally take it myself. You know, as we get older, the aches and pains and those kind of things start occurring. And so the curcumin acts as a natural anti-inflammatory to take out the aches and pains without damaging our blood vessels like aspirin or Motrin or those kind of things can do. But, like you said, the other aspect to it is that it has the anti-cancer benefits to it. So, again, it's kind of like the aged garlic extract, and it's one of those things, one of those supplements that across the board can help so many people without being harmful. It's a great product.
Yeah, when I first came across it, you know, I really thought it was just deodorized garlic. I didn't realize that it had unique properties when I first discovered it. You know, it was about 25 years ago. It's been around even well before I was in practice. But it's interesting that it has additional properties above and beyond regular garlic. Is there, you know, some people emphasize the importance of allicin. That's the competitor brand say allicin. We've got allicin. Allicin is a key ingredient. What's your response to that?
Well, a lot of the studies have shown that actually the allicin that that you're taking in actually doesn't it gets processed and processed out. And so you're really not getting much of the allicin. There's also a lot of the studies have shown that allicin can actually be problematic, particularly in high quantities, can actually be damaging to a lot of the tissues. So it's really not necessary, actually can be problematic. So the aged garlic extract, again, what the nice thing is that it's converting, taking out that negative aspect of the allicin and turning it into a beneficial.
Okay, so let's summarize today's Intelligent Medicine call to action. I see here there's also a special offer from Kyolic, the makers of Kyolic, to start off the new year. Are you familiar with that? Yeah, you're not familiar?
No, actually, I didn't get that page, so I'm sorry.
No, because, you know, we're talking about this. You can get a free sample of Kyolic by calling this number, 800-421-2998. I guess you're not authorized to give it away, but I am. They're a sponsor.
Oh, good.
They're a sponsor, and they've made it available to our listeners. So you can get a free sample of Kyolic by calling 1-800-421-2998. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but for additional resources, first of all, give us the information again about your practice. You're located where?
We're in Seekonk, Massachusetts. Our radio program is broadcast out of Rhode Island. We're on numerous stations, but if people go to our website, holistichealthline.com, they can check it out, or they can go to our Facebook page, Holistic Healthline Radio.
Okay, so you're not in the New York City market, to my knowledge, but you're in the New England market.
Yeah, we are.
You are in the New York. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Out of what station in New York?
Oh, to be honest,
I'm thinking New York City. Maybe somewhere else, New York State or upstate. You're
to be honest, we're on different stations and different times.
Frankly, if you ask me what stations I'm on, I couldn't tell you, because it's like it's so many, and there's some far flung stations like in Wyoming and in Utah and in Northern
we have
California.
One in Montana.
Yeah. Oh, you've got one. We may have one in Montana too. Okay. So, and then let's give out the information about Kyolic. Where can you get more information about Kyolic?
If you go to kyolic.com. There's a lot of different studies that are really beneficial that they have that you can look up. And I get lost. There's so many studies that it's just, I get lost in them because they're so fascinating. And there's so many different areas that they're touching on as far as the benefits of the aged garlic extract. So I suggest anybody, check it out. Also, go to your local health food store. A lot of times there's information available there, as well as, free samples. Again, take advantage of the offer that's being made, because sometimes people are a little nervous about taking a new supplement and, how am I going to feel with it? Particularly with the Kyolic aged garlic extract, can guarantee you there's no odor. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things people are worried about.
Indeed, and well-tolerated. And, also as the season begins, people kind of crash and burn after the holidays and the flu season and the cold season is upon us and the cold weather and that long, dark winter. And we're really concerned about the issue of immunity. And so putting aside cardiovascular disease, there's a lot of really good evidence that by taking aged garlic extract, you can really give a boost to your immune system. There's some really good evidence on cancer. We don't want to make outlandish cancer claims, but certainly cancer prevention with aged garlic extract, the allicin family of vegetables are very important for certainly prostate cancer, breast cancer, many gastrointestinal cancers. So this indeed is a very, very promising nutrient that really should be part of everybody's regimen. I take it every day.
I think it's fantastic. And this time of year, get on the Kyolic 103 immune formula that's got everything from the aged garlic extract, mushroom complex, astragalus, vitamin C, oregano, olive leaf. It's got it all in there, and it's great. Rather than having to take a whole bunch of different things, it's got it all in the one thing.
One-stop shop for immunity. Great. All right. So thank you very much, Jane Jansen. And best of luck. And, we want to recommend that people listen to Holistic Healthline. The information, once again, is at your website, which is?
HolisticHealthLine.com.
Holistic is spelled without a W.
That's correct. It's with an H.
Okay. The old-fashioned way. Great. So thank you very much for joining me. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Happy New Year.